And I have more company in the studio. It is the one, the only, the man who always makes me laugh. It is Colin McGrath.
Fair, this time you can I say on air what you just said off here?
No, you can't. Okay, I made you laugh. Okay, in fairness. It does happen once in a blue moon. Look, we've got plenty to talk about in our pop culture chat. Yeah. Where do you want to begin?
Well, let's begin with the boss. Not my boss and yours, but the boss. Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce!
Yeah. Who, and I didn't realise this until you brought this to my attention. So when he wraps up the Irish leg of his tour next month, he will have performed across his career to 1 million fans across the island of Ireland. That's according to Aiken Promotions. So 1 million tickets will have been sold to see Bruce Springsteen north and south of the border over his career. That's incredible.
It is incredible, but actually I was a little bit surprised because I thought he might have already reached that. When you think about how long he's been playing here, even back in, well, I suppose it was probably his first big gig here, Slane, in 1985.
But then you see the other venues he tends to play. He's played the RDS, which is a smaller amount.
19,000
or so. Thomond Park, which is less. Now, this year he's going for Broke, like he's going for Croke Park. 80,000 people will see him there this year, which is pretty amazing.
Doing quite a few shows in Ireland as well.
Yeah, he's got Belfast, Kilkenny, Cork, Dublin. Yeah. And he seems to always have had an affinity with the Irish fans. We take to him like he's one of our own. When he comes here, he has a good time. You've seen him live. I haven't seen him live at all. You have, haven't you?
I've seen him twice. The last time was in 2008. I think even if you're mildly into him, if you like three or four of his big hits, you should go, because it's just that old school, making sure people enjoy themselves, going all out, it's fantastic. It's 3 hours plus, more
yeah,
often
he,
than
he
not.
He really does give it his all, doesn't he?
Oh, totally.
Little clip of him here talking about how much he loves Ireland and the Irish audience.
I like to play. I like to get out there and play. Our Irish audience has become one of our greatest around the world. We've got a beautiful relationship with our Irish fans. And it's just a pleasure for me. I just still love doing it.
Quite often when you hear those kind of comments, and usually the Irish person interviewing the celebrity tries to elicit them, you go, ah, what a load of baloney. But I think he's being genuine.
No, you believe him, yeah. But you have to believe
it's familial because, connections. And all
exactly.
That as well.
And it's not just actions rather than words. Like, he says he enjoys himself, but you can see he's enjoying himself as well. He tends to hang out in local pubs when he's here and nip in here and nip in there. And Bruce Springsteen was here.
When he's in Dublin, he has his favourite bar. He goes to Leo Burdock's for his fish and chips.
Yeah. So he does have fun here, and you can see it as well as hear it. Now, like, while we're talking about concerts, we have to talk about EP, Electric Picnic. Because we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, and I was saying there was some rumours on social media of people saying it mightn't happen because they hadn't announced the lineup, they hadn't taken the third payment of the Easy Pay installment plan. Yeah. Now they've taken the payments and they've announced the lineup to very mixed reviews. I'll tell you what we'll do. We might have the audio first. So what I did was I trawled the internet to get the reactions of people who were talking about the lineup. Now, this is very mixed, and it's the targeted age group of Electric Picnic. So let's see what this group of people have to say.
Do you know what? That's not the worst. Considering what festivals are this weather, I honest to God will take that. No Can and Jerry Cinnamon on the Friday will be sick.
Public service announcement, Electric Picnic 2024. Noah Can is going to be in field, in leash, drinking cans. Jerry Cinnamon, Codeline, Calvin Harris, they did very well. Very well. Most importantly, Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Murder on the Dance Floor Live. The organisers on fire with the lineup this year. Fair play to you, lads.
Okay. Electric Picnic lineup is here. I'm slightly, just slight bit underwhelmed. Noah Cahan has one song, no?
So the EP lineup is out, lads. Saw a little sneak peek, it's not looking good. Okay, Noah Cahan, amazing. That I'm really happy about. Buzzing about Calvin Harris, we'll move on, because I do like a bit of Kylie, but like at EP.
EP lineup is out, but like, where's Dua Lipa, girls?
Okay. differing opinions there. Can I just say, giving out about the lineup for Electric Picnic has become almost the new giving out about the lineup on the Late Late Show. Every year it's slated.
Yeah, but every year it's sold out.
Yeah, but see, it's sold out before they even announce the lineup.
They could put a fella on the stage and do pots off each other. Like
two of us.
Well, unlike Bruce Springsteen, who plays a 3-hour set, the lad in that clip was right. Noel Cahan has one song. He doesn't have one song. He's got one well-known song.
But he's out about 5 minutes in the grand scheme of things. Exactly. Like headliners at festivals should be bands or artists who've been around for years. Yeah. Loads of big
and
albums.
Can I add, just specifically Noel Cahan, he released that song ages ago and nobody knew about it until Olivia Rodrigo covered it.
Noah and, buddy.
Do you know, nobody cares. Jerry Cinnamon has two songs. Now, Jerry Cinnamon does concerts himself and he's got a big fan base. Yeah. I don't know his music well enough, but I can see the attraction. Calvin Harris, huge DJ, very big commercial DJ, has been for years. He'll give a good gig. Codaline, big Irish band, already the biggest they could have put on. And on the Sunday night, Kylie, you know, and Ray.
there was so much left unsaid there, you know.
For me, the highlight of it, and they said in their press announcement they couldn't not put them on again. The Wolf Tones are back for EP 2024.
I suspect we'll be talking about that later in the year.
There was loads of publicity about the last time. Other acts of note, I mean, these are the ones they're pushing. But loads of them have one. Like Teddy Swims is great. He's got one song. Peggy Goo has one song. Tom Grennan has a few songs. Then there's some Irish stars like Damien Dempsey. Then, like I said, the Wolf Tones, Waterboys are there, which would be a good gig, I'm sure. Yeah. But then this, I'm looking at this list, it's right in front of me, and I know very few. But like I said, tickets are sold out. I went to search to see could I buy tickets and how much are they. I could find none. But what I did find, Alan, I think you'll like this. So this costs €12,000, okay? So this includes two Electric Picnic tickets plus the camper van ticket. Will not sell tickets separately, so don't ask. And it includes the camper van as well. A 2005 Nissan Interstar, which is a camper van on the logbook, according to the ad.
Selling it for good.
So yeah, €12,000. Oh no, you get it for good. It's all yours. But the Electric Picnic tickets and camping tickets come with €12,000. So you can't buy the ticket. So tickets are impossible to get. I'm sure that some will come up on resale. And while we're just mentioning concert tickets, just please be careful buying concert tickets from randomers, because there's plenty of scams and fellas messing, trying to get a quick buck. Buy from the resale if you can, or buy from somebody you know very well. There's laws in Ireland now saying you can't charge more than face value for tickets anyway. Yeah.
There's a good site, Toutless, is a great place to get tickets.
Yeah.
They specifically, it's for people who don't want to take advantage in that way.
Yeah, exactly. So there are places to do it. Just be careful when you do it. Be careful when you're handing over your hard-earned cash, basically. So yeah. So Electric Picnic wouldn't be for me. Bruce Springsteen, I think I'll take you up on that and go and see him this year.
There you go. Good man, Colm. Thank you very much. I'm still laughing at some of those views on Electric Picnic. No Dua Lipa girls. Colm McGraw with us. Pop culture chat.